For Cale Burr, spending time in the commodity sector just reiterated why he wanted to be in agriculture and, more importantly, why he wanted to be home farming with his family located out of Trumbull, Nebraska.
Yeah, one of the cool things that I learned when I moved back home is that, so I'm living on the farm where my mom actually grew up, and I'm the fifth generation to live in that house where she grew up. So being able to carry on that tradition is really special, and you know, we've got a lot of neighbors around us that are doing the same thing. We see, you know, more and more younger people coming home and wanting to be involved in their family operations, so it's really cool to see.
As you get closer to harvest, what's the crop looking like right now, and what are you looking forward to when the combine rolls?
I don't want to jinx us, but so far throughout this year, we've managed to avoid a lot of the wind and hail. We've caught some rains. It was really dry early on in the spring. We actually had to pre-water some of our crops in, but we've caught some really nice rains here this summer, and so we're not to the finish line yet, but things are looking pretty good right now, and we're hoping to see pretty good yields.
Why are you a part of Nebraska Corn?
Because I think if you look at Nebraska Corn as a whole and what their mission is, you know, to serve the Nebraska corn farmers, that's something I wanted to be involved with. And so I actually went through the Nebraska Prime program, which talks about, you know, Nebraska corn as a whole and kind of sets you up for a leadership position through whether it be the Corn Board or the Corn Growers Association. And so after going through that Prime program, that was something that kind of set me up for where I am now, being involved in my local board. And then also on the state board as well for the Corn Growers Association.
What does E15 mean to you?
It means everything. We need it. It's the most important thing right now for us to you know, consume the most bushels of corn that we have in Nebraska. It's very important.
Well, the deputy secretary said we should look at a cornfield as a fuel option,
yeah,
not as
absolutely.
Much a feed option.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if you look at, you know, what corn does as a whole with livestock and then corn production and ethanol, it's very important for us.
What would you tell a young producer about joining Nebraska Corn?
I would say get in early, and like I said, that Prime program is really the one that got me involved and got me interested in being in a leadership position in Nebraska Corn. But I would say, you know, lean on your farmers that you have around you, your ag programs that you have in school, and get out there and join.
Great advice from the next generation of farming in Nebraska. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.